I mentioned in the Daf Shir, in the Daf Yomi Anun Aleph, that we would discuss in the Halacha section, the Halacha of Bishul Akum and Dovar Anechal Chai, but as we finished the Perek, and I realized we did not discuss enough of Hilchos Hatmana, I've decided to postpone Be'ezer Hashem in a few years from now. The Halachos of Bishul Akum, we will certainly discuss it Be'ezer Hashem when we get to Avodah Zarah, and let's maintain the centrality of Perek Bamet Omnin and discuss a couple of halachos in regards to Hatmana from our Daf. All of the issues, Be'ezer Hashem, that we'll discuss are in relation to those pots and insulative material that one is allowed to insulate before Shabbos. A dover she'ena mosif behevel. What is one allowed to do with those pots and those insulative materials on Shabbos itself? Number one, our Mishnah told us on an Aleph Amid Aleph, Kisov v'nizgale mutter l'chasoso, that if the insulative material has become undone, one is allowed to recover and have the pot insulated again. This is how it's codified by the Mechaber in Simen Reish Nun Zayin Siv Dalet. Im tama bo ba'od yom nizgale mishechashecho mutter lachzor v'lechasoso. Adds the Mishnah Brura. Of course, a person is allowed to take out the pot and put it back into its insulative material. We will mention a couple of conditions. However, the Chiddush of Miniskale is, I might have thought since his das was not to uncover it and to put back, but it happened in Mela, it will be Asur, Kamash Malon, that it is acceptable. Of course, the Mishnah Brura points out in Sifkatan Chafei that this is only if it became undone on Shabbos itself. If on Erev Shabbos it became undone, then it's considered like someone who's matmin lechatchila on Shabbos. Not only that, the Mishnah Brura in Simin Shin Yud Ches Sifkatan Nan Aleph goes further, and this becomes a dispute between the Mishnah Brura and the Chazon Ish, and claims that once it's permissible to insulate with the Dover Shein Mosav Evel on Shabbos because it was insulating before Shabbos, you could even add another pot to the insulative process. This is a big machlokis with the Chazon Ish in Simin Lamed Zayin, Sifkoton Yud Zayin. The Chazon Ish disagrees with that Mishnah Brura in Shin Yud Ches Sifkoton Nun Aleph, but you should know that once it started Beheter, the Mishnah Brura goes so far as to say that you could even insulate something else which had not been insulated before Shabbos. We know that there are certain rules in regards to hachzara, that if a person wants to put a pot back onto the flame, which was on the flame before Shabbos, then lichatchila, when he's supposed to take it off, it needs to be daito lahachzir. He's not supposed to put it down. It's supposed to be oda biyado. Do those rules also apply in regards to hatmana that was done beheter, bedover shein mosif hevel on Erev Shabbos? Once he's taken out the pot, lichatchila, do we require Daito lahachzir? Does it need to be oda biyado? Can he put it down? So let's go through it. The Aruch HaShulchan says in Sif Chaf of our Simin Reish Nun Zayin that the halacha would be, it would be acceptable. Sounds like from the words of the Aruch HaShulchan, even lechatchila, there isn't an inyan of daito lahachzir when it comes to hatmana, unlike hachzara, that where you have a pot that you took off of the blech and you want to put back. In regards to Oda Biyado, the Dirshu Mishnah Brura quotes an Elyo Rabba in Simen Reish Nuntes, Sif Katan Tes, in the name of the Lechem Mishnah, it says that it's supposed to stay in your hand and it's not supposed to be put down on the ground when you return it. One who learned the daf would point out to Elyo Rabba that at least in our daf, where was the makar of this halacha, there's no reference to it whatsoever. Ayin Belecha Mishnah. And Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal and Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa Perek Aleph Ha'ora Kuf Tzadi Beis says it's mistaber, that it's permissible to be machzir even if it's put down, as well as the Me'iri in our Sugya seems to say that as well. And finally, Reb Shlomo Zalman points out that even the requirement of Oda Biyado and not to put it down, the Ramah is Mekel B'di'evet in Simen Reish Nun Gimel Sif Beis. So certainly over here, in regards to Hatmana, where the whole source of the requirement of Oda Biyado is nebulous, so then in such a case, one could definitely be makel, even lechatchila, to put down the pot. So the bottom line from our sugya in regards to what can one do with a pot and the insulative material on Friday night if we did hatmana bedover shani mosif hevel, which we've discussed in the previous halachos from the daily daf of what that constitutes, the answer is the following. According to the Mishnah Berurah, now we will summarize according to the Pesachim of the Mishnah Berurah. Number one, one is allowed to take out the pot and serve food from it and return the pot to the insulative material that's not mosif hevel. According to the Mishnah Berurah, one is allowed to even put other pots in to that insulative material with the dissenting position of the Chazon Ish. And as well, one does not have to be careful, like when it comes to halachos of hachzara, of holding on to the pot, and one does not need to even have daito lahachzir to return it, all of the above would be acceptable. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halacha summary of Hatmana from Daf Nun Aleph.